One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. February 10th. I went into Al-Anon, as so many of us do, with an overwhelming desire to pour out my troubles, to talk, talk, talk. It was like a dammed-up river that suddenly burst its banks, and although it gave me some relief, it left behind an emptiness, a certain dissatisfaction. Then one day I realized why this was. When I talk all the time, nothing new is being added to me. I am using the same old destructive thought material that has kept me at a standstill for so long. To absorb new ideas, I keep my lips closed and my ears open. I find this gives me a new perspective on my problems, so solutions come more easily. Today's reminder. Al-Anon meetings are a wellspring of helpful thoughts. If I don't listen, I don't receive them. Constant talking would deprive me of the help I am seeking in Al-Anon. Should I stand in my own light in this way? I pray to be reminded that Al-Anon has important gifts for me that I can receive only by holding my peace and letting others talk. From the book, One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1973.